notice something else here. He says, we have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. You see, he believed God's word here, as we're going to see. He rested in it, and he knew God's word, and this man is concerned. That's verse 7. Now, verse 8. He says, remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I'll scatter you abroad among the nations. Now, he believed God's word, you see. And he not only believed God's word, he believed in the return of the Jews to Jerusalem. There are a lot of preachers don't believe that today. That's the reason I think God sometimes has to use laymen, because he can't get at those of us that are preachers. But he can sometimes reach a layman. Now notice this. In verse 9, I'm reading this now. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though thou were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, I'll bring them unto the place that I've chosen to set my name there. Now, friends, that's a great prayer. He says, Lord, you said that you'd scatter us if we disobeyed you, and we have. Now you said, though, if we turn to you, and if we come back to you, and cast ourselves upon you, and though we be cast in the uttermost parts of the earth, you bring us back to the land. See, he believed that they'd be returned to the land. And he's counting on that, and he's praying about that. Listen to him now. Verse 10, now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. Now, verse 11, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Now, will you notice this for just a moment? It's rather important. Nehemiah was willing and wanting to be used of God. And God heard his prayer. But he's not running ahead of God. He's praying about it, you see here. He said, if you want to use me, I'm making myself available, and I'm going in before the king. And when he's talking to God about the king, he just calls him this man. He says, I'm going in, I'm going to make a request of him. And by the way, Artaxerxes granted him permission to return, and he didn't want to run ahead of God, as you can see here.